You have to love some Sade, one of my favorite artists. Now, welcome, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's a pleasure of mine to welcome you to my second podcast. I will be talking about different things that I see and observe on the internet. So today, it's a very quirky, weird topic, but I think it's got a little special message for you today. It's the 404 page. So before I jump into the topic, which is going to be very short, maybe just have a listen to this. Sounds like a gunshot, but it's actually a bird. Now that wasn't pretty. I have put a link to the video. It's a YouTube video of a bird crashing into the window. Now, I know for some of you guys, especially in sunny countries, where you keep your glasses, your windows very clean. I'm sure birds have come and crushed themselves straight into your window. I think you just hear a thump, and the next thing you can just hear some wings flapping, and you go there and probably it's either dead or struggling to get up. Now, sound for you. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to get a kick or, you know, get a bit of fun out of seeing birds crash into a window. I actually hate it. However, I think it brings across the point very well that when you're on the internet, when your customers, when people are on the internet, maybe they're on your website, maybe you're on the website, you're like a bird. You're free. You know, you can find anything you want on the internet. And that, for me, conjures up an image of a bird just flying away, exploring, seeing things. And then suddenly, you find something that you find interesting. You really want to look into it, then you start coming down, your speed is increasing as you come and out, down and down and down, your altitude is coming down, and thump, you hit something. And this is a broken link. It's the feeling you get when you get a broken link. Now, for some of you out there, I know when you start a website, or you got a website already, most of you don't pay attention to this, right? There are some broken links on your websites, and to a person who's been on the internet for a long while, they find something very interesting, they keep clicking the links, they think they're getting close to it, and all they get is a broken link. Now, it's inevitable sometimes you're going to get broken links on your website. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call the 404 page. It's a broken link. Now, why am I talking about this today? Why am I talking about a 404 page? Now, most of us, when we're starting a new online business, we get excited, we sign up for WordPress, Drupal, whatever's content management system we're going to use. We get our website themes, we speak to the designers, we're excited, and we've got a website. But not many of us really think about the broken links. Now, that could be we've got so much to do. So much to do, so much other things to be doing, pictures, images, content, you know, trying to focus on the business. But one thing I have learned and have observed is the little details that make a difference. Why do I say that? Because imagine someone sees an ad on Google, on Bing. They click on it, it's yours, right? They're just on their way to hand over their cash to you, and the link is broken. Or they're reading something on your blog, and you've got a link so that you can actually take them to where they can purchase something for themselves or see for themselves, and the link is broken. Thousands of websites right now are losing customers by the second, not minutes, by the second, due to broken links. Now, sometimes it's inevitable. Sometimes you might have some technical issues, right? We just call things technical because we don't really understand what's going on. So there might be some technical issues. But one thing that I came across that was quite interesting is to prepare for that inevitability when it comes. Because you know what? The 404 page is a source of frustration and pain, right? So what you have to do, I think, this is an opportunity for you to be witty, to be creative. It's a broken link. They're frustrated. Why don't you put a smile on your web visitor's face, right? So I've put a link to a website that I came across some time ago that has some funny, quirky 404 pages. And I want them to inspire you, right? So that when someone is on your website and they get frustrated, hopefully there's a video, hopefully there's a little message for them that can just encourage them, keep them smiling, and keep them on your website. They might even find it interesting and share it with other people. And your website gets even more known out of a bad situation. And what's the lesson to be learned today? Today, the little lesson I want you to learn, to take away from yourself, is that look at the pain points. Look at the things that cause your customers pain and frustration. Even though you might not be able to resolve that pain or frustration, maybe you can do something very small to lighten the burden, to lighten the frustration. And who knows, that might get you their loyalty, right? You see this every day sometimes. You know, I mean, when I get hungry, I get very irritable. I get irritable, I just want to have something to eat. I don't want none of this nonsense, waste of my time. And there's nothing frustrating when you go online or when you go to a shop that you think is open and you go there and you find the door closed. It's closed, right? Even just makes you more frustrated and you think to yourself, why didn't I know this? Why didn't I check for this, right? But they just say closed, but why not just put a message, right? We're closed for business, but if you're really that hungry, give us a knock or go to the shop next door. They'll serve you something right up. Right? That message could make a difference for me in that very specific particular time. And so it is with the 404 page. And so it is with marketing. There are things that are going to inevitably cause pain for your customers. And I think it will just help you to have shown your customer that you were prepared for it. So I like to keep my podcast short and sweet. Hopefully you've learned something from it today. And next time I will be talking about website domain names. And I'm not talking about the boring title of what it is to have a website domain, but really the power of a good, quirky, creative, short, simple website domain name. Thank you and see you next time.